The COVID-19 pandemic has left Maryland schools closed through at least April 24th. Many students are missing their friends and their teachers, but some students are also missing the therapists they usually see at school. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports that the therapists have begun relying on teletherapy.
On a typical day in the Baltimore City school where she's a therapist, Maggie Schultz often sees up to 8 kids a day. They range in age from 5 to 14 years old.
I work with a lot of students that have trauma histories.
But with COVID-19 keeping kids at home, Schultz has been using teletherapy to connect to her students. She says sometimes they'll do Zoomtivities, where they might draw a story and then screen share it with each other.
We're doing therapeutic groups over Zoom as well. Sometimes they can be a little bit chaotic, but it's amazing what kids are able to adapt to.
Shannon Hall, the executive director of the Community Behavioral Health Association of Maryland, says Governor Larry Hogan's recent policy documents have made teletherapy more widely available in Maryland through Medicaid.
I mean, Maryland has basically redesigned a lot of the delivery mechanism, in 3 weeks that we've been working on for 10 years.
Hall, whose organization represents almost 70 providers, serving about 170,000 Marylanders a year, says teletherapy has been available to Medicaid patients, but it had major limitations.
A patient had to be a mental health clinic or at a designated location unable to get telehealth therapy. But Governor Hogan has made 2 really critical changes through his executive orders. So you can use tools like Zoom and like FaceTime to provide the video connection. But when we're talking about Medicaid populations, a lot of those folks don't necessarily have the phone or, more importantly, the data plan. And so Governor Hogan is allowing telephonic connections to be built.
Hall says the new policies have flexibility, something they didn't have before. But she wonders whether Medicaid will continue to cover teletherapy in this way when the COVID-19 pandemic passes. Hall says she already knows one thing.
The reality is, on mental health and addiction services, if there are too few clinicians and too few of the services available when people need them and where they need them. And telehealth can be a really critical tool to address that.
Still, she says, teletherapy is just not for everybody. Schultz, the school-based therapist in Baltimore City, says teletherapy is going better than she expected. It's easier to have family sessions via video chat, and it's helpful for her to see a student's home. But at the same time, she says she sometimes needs to talk to a student alone about problems they're experiencing at home that might involve the Department of Social Services.
I think about the children that I work with who I've had to make DS support for, who are now stuck in a house and there's no other adult who gets to see them 5 days a week.
She worries about the students she sees and the ones she doesn't. Remember how she used to see up to 8 kids a day?
The most I've seen over the past week was 4 a day.
It can be very hard to get the kids on the call or the Zoom meeting, she says. They often miss appointments. And if she can't see them or talk to them, she can't bill Medicaid.
Which is concerning, because if we're not able to bill Medicaid for sessions and get reimbursed for that, there might be a big financial impact to our program for that.
And if she can't get to all of her students and bill for them, there could be one less therapist available to take a kid's call. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.